Wow, well, good morning, everybody. What a great day to be in church. I love Christmas time, amen? Christmas is a wonderful time of the year. And as I was thinking of that song, Snow, when it's cold outside like this, I'm thinking sun. So how can we change the name of that song to sun? Amen? It's so good to be here. You know, over the past few Sundays, our pastor has been preaching the miracles of Christmas. And they've been so amazing because it's opened our eyes to see Christmas is all about Jesus, amen? It's about his generosity coming to this earth, in the incarnation, coming to this earth, the God-man, so that we can be saved. Isn't that wonderful? Well, today we're going to continue on, and we're going to look at the miracle of transformation. I love Christmas time because Christmas seems to transform people. You know, those people you work with that are mean during the rest of the year, but when Christmas comes, they seem to change a little bit. Another amazing thing about Christmas is when we do these outreaches, like Pastor Wayne just talked about the storehouse yesterday, giving gifts to grandparents who are going through some difficult times, and just seeing the face change as tears come in their eyes and the hope that comes upon their face. I love what Christmas does to people. Amen. You know, even some of you, Christmas seems to change you. Maybe some of you through the year have hard times and you're going through difficult circumstances. But when Christmas time comes along and family comes along, it just seems to change the mood of all things, right? Well, today we're going to talk about the miracle of transformation. And so we want to start out with a little definition as we build up this foundation to see what Christmas is about, amen? It's going to be on the screen here. Here from the Webster Dictionary, it says, transformation is a marked change. Everybody say a marked change. As an appearance or character, usually for the better. How many of you know when you gave your heart to Jesus Christ, something changed within you? I've heard several people say when they gave their heart to Jesus, they had to go home and check their body to make sure all the birthmarks were there and the freckles because they had a change in their life that they didn't think they were the same person. That's what Jesus does, amen? You know what? You might as well loosen up in here this morning. This is a good day. We're going to talk about transformation. Well, you know what? Let's start with Luke chapter 4. Turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 4. Today I want to show you that Christmas is about transformation. But transformation that truly transforms only comes through Jesus Christ. Nothing else. Lights, snow, food, family gatherings, presents, all those things are great. But transformation only comes through Jesus. Look what Jesus says here. In Luke chapter 4, Jesus is going to preach his very first sermon as he begins his ministry. He came from the wilderness being tempted of the devil. And so he opens up and here's what happens. And the Bible says in verse 16, so he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and he stood up to read. Verse 17. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. Now notice this. This is the words of Christ. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind. Notice this, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Are you thankful for that? That is why he came. Then he says in verse 20, then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Wow. This is what Christmas is all about. Christmas is about transformation. Christmas is about setting the captive free. Christmas is about bringing liberty to those who are in bondage. Christmas is about taking care of the poor. Are you with me? And it's amazing. I can just imagine Jesus. Now, I like to have fun as I'm reading the scripture. I can just imagine Jesus as he took the mic and just dropped it as he went to this. You know, there's nothing else to be said. Isn't that good? The problem, though, is in our culture, we think Christmas begins at midnight after Thanksgiving. Of course, this year, it was 6 o'clock. You know, for many, Christmas is about Black Friday shopping. I figure ladies would be shouting on that one. I don't know about you guys, but Black Friday shopping for me is staying in my bed with the lights out. Now, I tried to go Black Friday shopping one time with my wife, and I thought I was going to get killed because I had a scarf! A scarf, really! All these people were attacking me. I had it for, okay, you can have it. You can have it. And since then, I've never been back. Isn't that amazing? No. For many, Christmas is about Cyber Monday. Hey, we're going to save that discount. We don't have to go out shopping. I can just go to my internet and I can just put all my credit cards in there and I can get everything I want and don't have to do anything. People are excited about that. Man, you guys need to lighten up this morning. I just feel this sense, this, maybe it's a tough time. Look at this. How about this? For many other, Christmas is about decorations and setting up a Christmas tree. I love Christmas, and that's Pastor Wayne's house, by the way. I wanted to show all that to you guys. I'm just kidding. For others, Christmas is about songs and movies. You know, many of you, when you think of Christmas, you think about your favorite Christmas song or your favorite Christmas movie you like to sit down and watch. And, you know, at my house, it seems like 24 hours a day, the Hallmark Channel is on. You know, I have a wife and three daughters. The NFL does not exist any longer in my house. It's like, come on, please, I'm crying, please. Come on, we've got to raise my son into a man. We got to watch this, all right? Now listen, they have it on there watching all those Christmas movies and stuff. I observe, I don't watch. I just want to make sure everything stays within biblical parameters, right? I'm just kidding. But I like sitting there. But it's amazing how these movies come on and it's about transformation taking place in the people. You know, you have these mean bosses and you have this and that. And it's getting to the place, any new Hallmark movie that comes out, I can tell you what's going to happen before it even comes on. Are you with me? All the men say it, amen? Say that, say amen? Okay, all right. Well, here's the thing. I'm not saying all these things are wrong, okay? You know, there's the Christmas gatherings. There's the times where we get together with our family and we get to eat food. Look at that. Don't that look good? Woo! Christmas time is coming. You know, all these things are great. But I want to tell everyone this morning, it's about Jesus Christ and what he did. Now, I told everybody in the first service, I have my definition of the MAS on the end of Christmas. Mighty Awesome Savior. Christ, Mighty Awesome Savior. Now, it might mean something else in the Greek, Pastor Jeff. I'll get with you later. But anyways, it's about a mighty awesome Savior that came to this earth to give us hope, amen? And these things are awesome. These things are great. And if you can get together with your family and give presents, you are a blessed people, amen? We're blessed here in America, but here's the deal. Transformation comes through Jesus Christ. It's about him coming to earth so that we can not only be saved, but be transformed. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, it says this, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. When I gave my heart to Jesus Christ, everything changed within me. When you gave your heart to Jesus Christ, for you that follow Jesus, your life is no longer the same. The things you used to say, you don't say anymore. The actions you used to act it out upon, you don't act out upon anymore. You're a different person. And I would dare to say, some of you sitting in this room should not be here today. But because of the mercy and the grace of God, here you sit in freedom this morning because what Jesus did for you by coming to this earth to give you hope. Amen. Over the past few weeks, Pastor has been doing an awesome job talking about the miracles of Christmas. We've talked about the miracle of generosity, the miracle of incarnation. But as I was thinking about this transformation, I thought about the classic A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. You guys ever seen that? You know, Mr. Scrooge was a mean man, wasn't he? The story has been told and retold through many mediums throughout the years since 1843 when it was written. But I want to tell you this morning, Christmas, the Christmas Carol, is not ultimately about Christmas. It's about a conversion that takes place in a man named Ebenezer Scrooge. You know, in the story, yes, the stage and the catalyst through which transformation occurred was Christmas. But I want to tell you that that Ebenezer Scrooge had a radical change. And that's what most compels me as I watch that movie, how this man changes from not being generous, how this man changes from not being Christ-like, to all of a sudden, his whole world is turned upside down because Christmas transformed him. Are you with me? Now, from my perspective, December 25th is arbitrary. The decorations, the food, the carols, and the celebrations, they're all non-essentials. Christmas is Ebenezer. Now, listen to me. Let me explain this. The word Ebenezer comes from 1 Samuel chapter 7. And let me just share with you the words here. In this scripture in 1 Samuel 7, here you have the Israelites. Everybody say the Israelites. The Israelites were God's people. And the amazing thing about the Israelites, they're a lot like you and I. We have our good days, we have our bad days as we follow Jesus, right? You know, the Israelites, they would turn to God, everything would go well for them, and then they would forget, right? And then all of a sudden, they would begin to do things they should not do, and all of a sudden, problems begin to happen. Well, the particular problem in this chapter was the Ark of the Covenant was taken from them by the Philistines. Now, you would think the Philistines would have the last laugh, but I would challenge you to go read that chapter. We don't have time to go into it, but God has the last laugh, right? But here's the amazing thing. The people of Israel turned their hearts back to God, and guess what happened? The blessings and the promises of God came back upon them, and then when the Philistines came to attack them again, guess what happened? Victory took place. Now, in 1 Samuel 7, Samuel sets up this altar, and he calls it Ebenezer. What does he call it? He says, "Thus for the Lord has helped us." Now, you see, an Ebenezer is a reminder. It tells the story of God's faithfulness and our repentance. It's a marker for transformation and conversion. We see this in the story. Now, I truly believe that Dickens would, I would guess, did not give Scrooge the first name without a reason. You see, back in these days, the authors had reasons for why they were doing what they were doing. While the word has fallen out of common use, it still has a powerful meaning today. You see, Ebenezer Scrooge was a rotten man. He did not hear Pastor Wayne's sermon on the miracle of generosity. He did not go to the Grace website and download the sermon, Miracles of Incarnation. You see, his only praise was not the glory to God in the highest, but bah humbug. Are you with me? Now, here's the point of all this, okay? Here's the point. All the trappings of the holiday season, including a Christmas carol, are only significant insofar as they are Ebenezers, are altars that point us to Christ. When you're putting up your Christmas lights, it should point you to Christ. When you're having your family gatherings and you're eating your meal, you should be thankful for what Christ has done for you. Are you seeing this? So the altar, the transformation takes place when we remember what Christmas is all about. Are you with me? You see, Christmas is the miracle of transformation because the very Son of God came to earth so that we could have hope, a freedom, peace, recovery, and a future. That's what Jesus stood up and said in Luke chapter 4. This is the reason why I came, to give you a hope, a future, a reason for living. Amen. Now, many of us, everything that we do points us to Jesus. The Hallmark Channel points us to Jesus, whether they don't like it or not, right? Our Christmas songs that we sing, look at this. I brought a few of them up here. Look at this. Here's one of the words in the song. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings. Risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by born. That man, what? No more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them, what? A second birth. Isn't that great? Christmas is about transformation. Every song that you sing, it's about transformation. Look at the next one. Many of you know this, God rest you merry gentlemen, right? Let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. Why? To save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. You see, everything has a purpose, and it's about Jesus Christ. Everybody say, Jesus Christ equals transformation. Now, for us who follow Christ, Christmas is an altar of remembrance of God sending his Son to a broken world. A world that needed a perfect sacrifice, and Jesus had the power to be that perfect sacrifice to overcome death, hell, and the grave. Isn't that great? You see, when we call upon the name of Jesus, he not only saves us, he transforms us. Now, the best way to explain this is to show you a video here. What is it? How does it feel to get saved? How many's ever asked you, what does it feel like to give your heart to Jesus? And you try to explain it to people, but sometimes a picture is better than 1,000 words. Watch this. Thank you.
No. Tell me I'm not already dead. Tell me I'm not already dead. Tell me I'm not already dead. Hear the spirit. I'm not the man I was. Believe me, I'm not the man I was. Why show me all this if I'm beyond all hope? Oh, pity me, spirit, pity me, and help me. Help me to sponge away the writing on the stone if I repent. And I do repent, I do repent. I'll make good the wrongs I've done my fellow men. I'll change. I'm not the man I was. I'm not the man I was. Believe me, believe me. I'm not the man I was. I'm not the man I was. I'm not the man I was. I'm not. Tell me, what day is it?
What day? Well, it's Christmas Day, of course.
Christmas Day. Then I haven't missed it. The spirits must have done everything in one night. But of course, they can do anything, can't they? Of course they can.
Are you quite yourself, sir?
What? I don't know. No, I don't think so. I hope not.
What?
The curtains are still here. They're still here. You didn't tear them down and sell them. Hmm? They're here now. Everything's here. I'm here. And the shadows of things that would be can still be dispelled. And they will be. I know they will be. I know. I don't know what to do. I'm as light as a feather. I'm as happy as an angel. I'm as merry as a schoolboy. I'm as giddy as a drunken man. I've never. A merry Christmas, Ebenezer. You old humbug.
And that's how it feels to give your heart to Christ. It changes you. You don't know what to do with yourself. You're lighter than a feather. You're like, oh my goodness, all the problems of this world is gone. Isn't that amazing? That's what it means to follow Jesus. Why? Jesus transforms those that he comes in contact with. Amen? That's what Christmas is all about. You see, the person with Jesus in their heart is truly transformed. Now, today, it brings us to baptism. Now, we need to understand that baptism is not the way of the river that saves us. Baptism is the way of the cross. And when you go into the water to be baptized, you're not saying, oh, I'm not being saved in that water. What's happening is you're doing it in obedience to what Jesus told us to do in Scripture, be baptized. And so you need to understand that this is taking the old man, it's the baptismal pool is a symbol of the old man being buried into the ground, coming out of the water, arising a brand new creature. It's like taking a bath. Or washing your hair with snow. Really? Did you hear that first song? Okay. Anyways. Baptism is a public witness to that person being baptized to publicly tell all those that I'm a follower of Jesus. And that's what baptism is all about. Why? It's important because when you are transformed, you're different. Amen? And so Christmas is all about Jesus Christ. Christmas is the miracle of transformation. That's why Jesus came. Let's all stand to our feet. Lord, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for this miracle of Christmas that you have provided for us, God. Lord, we don't deserve what you have done for us. We don't deserve you sending your son to this earth. But God, you loved us so much that he came to this earth so that we could be saved. Lord, we read in scriptures where you came to help those that are hurting, to deliver those that are captive, to bring freedom to those that are in bondage. And Lord, today we can trust you and take you at your word. You came and you transformed everything. Lord, the way you were born transformed everything. You wasn't born in a hospital. You were born in a manger. Kings were not invited. Shepherds were. Three wise men came. Lord, Christmas changed everything. Then as you grew up, Lord, you did things differently. You touched those that were diseased. You helped those that were hurting. That's what Christmas is all about. So Lord, I just pray for everyone in this crowd today that you'd help them to realize that sometimes we get so caught up in the hustle and bustle of the season that we don't stop to think on you. Now, if everybody's eyes closed, heads bowed, if you're here this morning and you say, Pastor Jason, I want my life to be transformed. I have never invited Jesus into my heart, and I would like for this transformation to take place within me. Why don't you just raise your hand up? No one's looking. No one's going to come and pull you out of your seat, but just raise your hand and say, Pastor Jason, just pray for me. All right, I see that hand. Okay, I see that one. I see that one. Okay. You ones that raise your hands, I'm not going to make you, but would you like to come forward and ask Jesus to come in your heart? All of us pastors will get down beside you and pray with you because we want your Christmas to be a transformation experience. Your life would be made different. Now, everybody keep your heads bowed, please. Everybody keep your heads bowed. You that raise your hand saying that, Pastor Jason, you want me to pray for you? Won't you look up at me? No one else. Everyone else keep your heads bowed. Would you like to invite Jesus in your heart today? I'll get down right with you and pray with both of you. Come on down. Come on down. Here comes one right here. Pastor Jeff, you pastors, if you guys can help me out here, come on down right here. Just kneel down right here. Pastor Jeff, can you pray with him? Come on down here. Pastor Tim or Pastor Phil. The rest of you that raise your hands, won't you come on? Let this be the day of transformation. Let this be the day of transformation. And everyone else, look up at me. How many know in our lives, sometimes we go through some tough times, don't we? How many know that sometimes during this season, we can forget about what it's all about, right? You know what? If you're here this morning, just raise your hand and say, you know what, Pastor Jason? I have some things going on in my life. Why don't you pray for me? Just raise your hand up. I see some of those hands. Here's what I want us to do. We're a body of Christ, right? The people that are standing around you with their hands raised, why don't you, some of you, just go to them and begin to pray for them as we pray for these ones up here? Why don't you go to them and pray that God would give them the miracle of transformation? Don't be bashful. Come on. Step out. There's hands back there. Make sure everyone is being prayed over, okay? Lord Jesus, you know the needs. We don't know what the needs are, God, but you do. And this is the reason why Christmas is here. For these ones that are raising their hands, Lord, you know the situation. I pray for them today, God. Do what only your Spirit can do. And I just pray, Lord, that you would cover them. Answer their prayers, Lord. Give them wisdom and knowledge of what to do in their situations. Lord, let this Christmas be a transformation for them, a miracle. Lord Jesus, I pray for all these ones that are being prayed over. You know the need today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The rest of us, let's just take a few minutes and lift our hands one more time to thank Him for the transformation that's taking place in our lives. Come on, you talk to God. You know what you need to pray for. You know what you need to thank Him for. Go ahead and just ask Him right now. Thank Him right now. Help Him to remind you everything that happens this Christmas, that it will be an altar of remembrance, an Ebenezer of remembrance. Thank you, Jesus.